Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a great show. June Christie, Les and Larry Elgart, Ella Fitzgerald, Sinatra, and many more, so stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing from Benny Goodman, from Larry Clinton, along with B. Wayne. And right now, it's Nat King Cole and Walkin' My Baby Back Home.
G is great after being out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go long harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile, snuggles her head on my chest. We starting to pet, and that's when I get her talcum all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home. The dark, so I have to park outside of her door till it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her tears all through the night, hand in hand to a barbecue stand. Right from her doorway we roam. Eats and then it's a pleasure again, walking my baby, talking my baby, loving my baby. I don't mean maybe, walking my baby back
Dipsy doodle is easy to find.
That's the King of Swing, Benny Goodman, from his CD of the same name, The King of Swing, and a song from way back in 1916 called Poor Butterfly. This had some couple solos in it, Lionel Hampton and also Teddy Wilson. This was on the hit parade by the Hilltoppers in 1954. Before that, we heard from Larry Clinton with a short vocal, by the way, by B. Wayne of Larry Clinton's theme called The Dipsy Doodle. And our first song was Nat King Cole, Billy Mays Orchestra, and a Roy Turk tune from 1930, a famous one called Walkin' My Baby Back Home. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. We'll have a lot of other great stuff. And by the way, Benny Goodman was the swing era was born on this week back in 1935 by Benny Goodman, who opened a historic run at the Palomar Ballroom in Los Angeles. The band's hot sound sparked a student riot, captured the ears of America on live radio broadcasts from then on. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We'll be hearing from Sinatra, from the Spitfire Band. And right now, it's Diana Krall, and the best thing for you is me.
I only want what's the best thing for you, and the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced, after thinking it through, that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what would it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you and myself, and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me. What's the best thing for you and myself? And I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
Thank you. just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on a corner just a-waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus. What's more, you've got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. That Venus de Milo, she was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, much cuter than Venus. Now what's some more you got of the arms? Wow! Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
Great song, done here by Frank Sinatra and backed up by another group we normally would have on Nelson Riddle or Billy May. This is Neil Hefti's band backing up Sinatra on Love is Just Around the Corner. A 1934 Leo Robin tune was in a movie with Bing Crosby called Here Is My Heart. Bing got it on the hit parade, number 8 in 1935. Before that, it was the Spitfire Band and a great George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1930 called But Not For Me. And our first song was Diana Krall, and The Best Thing for You Is Me. That was written by, actually the words and music, by Irving Berlin back in 1950 in a musical with Ethel Merman called Call Me Madam. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. We have, three more coming up. But, on this date, back in 1848, the first report of the California Gold Strike was published in the New York Herald newspaper. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers appeared dancing on the cover of Life magazine, published on this week back in 1938, and Bobby Darin sold his music publishing company for $1 million back on this week in 1968. Now let's get back to more music. We'll have June Christie, we'll have Les and Larry Elgart, and here's Ella Fitzgerald, Nelson Riddle, and Somebody Loves Me.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can he be? Worries me. For every boy who passes me, I shout, hey, baby, you were made. possibility, maybe. It's not unbelievable, maybe. Could be, perhaps, it's you.
Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. Oh. with being lonely. I'm hurrying home to you. Oh, don't you know you're my one and only? Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear, to heaven. I want to be in your arms where I can hug and kiss you. I want to be in your arms, want to show you the way I miss you. Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear, and to have you close is all that I'm thinking of. To have you close, to love.
Oh, so good. That's June Christie. And a song from a CD called Big Band Specials. It was, of course, Charlie Barnett's Skyliner. Arrangements on this one were made by Bill Holman, husband Bob Cooper, and Shorty Rogers. Before that was Les and Larry Elgart, a song you're well familiar with Glenn Miller. It was String of Pearls. And we started with Ella Fitzgerald, Nelson Riddle, and a B.G. DeSilva, George Gershwin tune from 1924, a great one called Somebody Loves Me. Well, it was on this week back in 1906 that the Victor Talking Machine Company of Camden, New Jersey, began to manufacture the Victrola, also known as a record player. The hand-cranked unit with a horn cabinet sold for $200. Records were sold separately. And on this week back in 1891, Thomas Alva Edison applied for a movie camera patent. The most important element in making the movie, the film, wasn't patented for another 6 years. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Ray Anthony from The Four Freshmen. And right now, it's Rosemary Clooney and Nice and Easy.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax, don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold our horses. To rush would be a crime. Nice and easy does it every time. Let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold our horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it. Yeah, nice and easy does it. Oh, nice and easy does it every time.
every time, every time.
Swept apart too soon.
Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon. I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is near. Tomorrow is here and always too soon.
Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief.
We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon. So old and love is so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief.
We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon.
Speak low, will you speak low? Speak low.
That moves right along, doesn't it? That's Ray Anthony in a song written by Ray Anthony called Mr. Anthony's Boogie. Before that, it was the Four Freshmen and a relatively recent recording. This was recorded in September of 2009 from a CD called The Four Freshmen and Live Trombones. The old CD the Four Freshmen had years ago, back in the 50s, was The Four Freshmen and Five Trombones. And, of course, the song was Speak Low. Our first song was Rosemary Clooney and an Alan and Marilyn Bergman song from 1960, a great one called Nice and Easy. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. And let's see, it was on this week back in 1937 that the first FM radio CP, that's a construction permit, was issued. It went to a station called W1XIO, later to become WGTR in Boston. Station went on the air 2 years later. And on this week back in 1939, the Glenn Miller Orchestra recorded an astonishing 14-week summer run at the Glen Island Casino in New York. Nightly radio broadcasts from the dance hall created a phenomena following for the band. Band was on the map at that point. Back to more music on Swing. We'll be hearing from Lanny Garrett from Count Basie. And here's Sinatra with Billy May and Moonlight in Vermont.
Pennies in a stream falling leaves a sycamore moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont, telegraph cables. They sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze. Warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway, and they travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the love. Summer breeze, the warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight. Thank you.
when a buddy meets somebody on the ballroom floor. Then that buddy says, hey honey, what's a swing band for? Oh baby, I don't want you to grow soft and mellow. Let me warn you in advance, play me a swing song and make me dance. You can have that sweet romance, play me a swing song to make me dance. I miss the trombone, play some corn, I ain't caring what no. I miss the trumpet, grab your horn, oh brother, play me hot note. Oh baby, I don't want any tune on a cello. Give the rhythm man a chance, yeah, play me a swing song to make me dance.
She can really belt it out, can't she? That's Lanny Garrett, and the song was Play Me a Swing Song, written by Hoagy Carmichael. This is from Lanny Garrett's CD called Kick It. Before that, it was Count Basie and the 1 o'clock Jump, written by Basie back in 1938, also his theme song. And we heard from Frank Sinatra with Billy May. Great song from 1945 called Moonlight in Vermont. Couple people got this on the hit parade, Margaret Whiting in 1954 and Billy Butterfield back in 1945. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. And let's take a look at what happened on this day, or week anyway, in history. Margaret Truman, the daughter of U.S. President Harry S. Truman, presented her first public concert on this week back in 1947. Margaret sang before 15,000 people at the Hollywood Bowl. Well, the concert did not get great reviews. In fact, the critics didn't like Margaret's singing at all. And Margaret's dad didn't like the critics and said so from the White House. Back to more music. We have time for a few more before we have to hang it up here. Right now, it's Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman's orchestra. And isn't it romantic?
Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right, the oldest magic word. Playing in the trees above, while all the world is saying you were meant for love. Isn't it romantic merely to be young on such a night as this? Isn't it romantic? Every note that that song is like a lover's kiss. Sweet temples in the moonlight. Do you mean that I will fall in love perchance? Isn't it
pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me. Who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does it when he your heart to bits. Let's see if the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet, as I sit there applauding from a front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you, like you broke mine. Thank you.
Well, we're listening right now to a little bit of Harry James and a song called Ultra. And before that, it was Tony Bennett, great song called I Wanna Be Around, recorded in 1963. And we started with Ella Fitzgerald and a Rodgers and Hart tune called Isn't It Romantic. Well, this is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Come back again next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on Swing. And stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's next.